in the limelight.
Researchers find that the U.S. had become an outlier among other rich countries in mortality rates long before the pandemic, and that Americans are dying younger than their peers abroad. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Lynn Paramore Ryder. This article is published under the heading, United States of Death? Study shows worrying mortality rates of broken health system. This is the first part of the story. When it comes to health in the United States, a fundamental prerequisite to a fulfilling life, the U.S. isn't delivering and hasn't been for a long time. Researchers now find that the big picture of health failings is even graver than we already knew. Piles of studies have called attention to the fact that in the country ranking number one in healthcare spending per capita, people are living shorter lives, feeling more depressed, and are more likely to skip treatment due to cost than in many developed nations. In a performance ranking of 11 high-income countries compiled by the Commonwealth Fund in 2021, the American healthcare system came in dead last with the worst outcomes of any of the nations studied. The only wealth is life, wrote the 19th century critic John Ruskin. Recent research indicates that America may be rich in dollars, but getting poorer in ways that matter most. In a stunning new report, Missing Americans, Early Death in the United States, between 1933 to 2021, Boston University professor of global health and epidemiology, Jacob Bohr, and colleagues pored over data from the CDC and a global mortality database. During the period investigated, they compared U.S. mortality rates with those of Canada, Japan, and 16 Western European countries. How many American lives would have been saved each year? Asked the researchers. If U.S. mortality rates had matched those of other wealthy nations, a staggering number is the answer. According to researchers, the U.S. started out of the gate in 1933 as a global health frontrunner, showing a significant advantage in mortality rates over the peer countries studied. But starting in 1970s, something went awry. Overall, Americans began to die at higher rates than their peers, a trend that grew steadily and picked up steam in the 2000s. By the year 2019, the number of annual excess deaths had reached a stunning 656,353. Bohr and his colleagues refer to these people who died as missing Americans, the friends, family members, and colleagues who would still be with them if only modern U.S. healthcare and social policy lived up to their early promise. Consider the figure of 656,353 missing Americans is the number of excess deaths just in the year 2019 alone. In a single year, Americans lost needlessly more than the population of Detroit, Las Vegas, or Baltimore, and this was before the pandemic. In 2021, the number of missing Americans swelled to 1,092,293. A whole lot more than you could put on milk cartons, more than Atlanta and Miami combined. Even worse, half of them were under age 65. Bohr and his fellow researchers found that, on average, not only were there more Americans dying relative to their peers abroad, the deaths were becoming younger. These are human beings who didn't have to live with their peer Americans. People who had children, elders, and neighbors to look after. Contributions to make, love and laughter to share. The researchers found a haunting way to help them envision the profound depth of the tragedy. based on the age at which Americans succumbed and the number of years they could have been expected to live had they been born in Finland, Spain, Japan, or other countries' studies. Bohr and colleagues tabulate that in a single year, 2021, America sustained 25 million years of life lost. Again, the figure of 25 million years of life lost is only for the year 2021. In 2022, as even more people die at 60 instead of 80, millions more future years of life will never be lived. The coronavirus is supposed to prey most viciously on the elderly. But in America, people still in their working years have been dropping away at higher rates during the pandemic than in peer nations, as they have been for years. Unsurprisingly, Black and Native Americans make up a disproportionate share of those vanished years and lives. Why, in a country with so much to spend and so much spent on medical care, are so many lives being cut short? How did Americans start out so well and end up so badly? Bohr notes that the American mortality advantage in the late 1930s and 1940s was impacted by the high death rates in peer countries due to the Second World War, and that the disadvantage of much of Europe and Japan likely continued for about a decade after the war because of the widespread devastation. But he also points to several other factors that probably helped Americans live longer into the 1950s, such as the relative strength of organized labor and consequent rising wages, plus the large public investments that helped boost the middle class, like the GI Bill and the promotion of high-income ownership, with the caveat that these advantages were primarily available to white Americans. Bohr observed that the later period of American mortality advantage was likely bolstered by Johnson's War on Poverty and the marked expansion of the safety net by Medicare and Medicaid, as well as the racial integration of hospitals in 1963 and environmental regulation which made water and air healthier, all of which these programs and policies took some of the gains that occurred in 1950s and expanded them so that it wasn't just people with middle-class incomes and white people who had access to the detriments of a healthy, long life, he explains. Yet even during the period of relative mortality advantages, America's inequality and structural racism likely held back the country's longevity record from being as good as it could have been. Older populations in the U.S. have tended to have better mortality outcomes relative to peer countries than younger groups. Bohr cites the fact that Americans have to reach the age of 65 before benefits like universal healthcare kick in as negatively impacting younger people's life expectancy. This age-related trend shifted somewhat from 1980 to 2000. But the researchers found that in the 2000s, the age-related mortality picture is clear. The story of the U.S. disadvantage is primarily about people under 65 dying at higher rates than in peer countries. The year when America's overall mortality numbers diverged from other wealthy nations is 1980, according to the researchers' findings. If the name Ronald Reagan comes to mind, you're not alone. Bohr notes that a Twitter discussion of the team's work has homed in on this association. However, he emphasizes that the story is more complicated than one man's presidency and its attendant policy changes, citing multiple factors such as the rise in opioid-related deaths in 2000s, as well as increasing deaths due to obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. Gun violence has also increased America's relative death toll.